You are listening to the official Hitchdiving Cape Town podcast, episode 10.
Episode 10.
Is that the right number?
11 or 9. Yeah, episode 10.
Okay.
10 weeks. And 10 to go.
That's actually kind of true. I'm flying. I booked my tickets this week, and I will be flying back to the States for my dear friend Ben's wedding and to meet Veronica, my niece, in October in about 10 weeks. I think it's 9 weeks, but close enough.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's nice. It's going to be tough with Robin gone.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone for almost a month.
Yeah. It'll be tough. It'll be really weird being here without her.
Yeah. But I think that will be good for us. It will prove why I came.
Yeah, yeah. And I can prove to Robin how comfortable I am staying at home.
Every day.
Every day.
But we didn't stay at home every day this week.
That's true. Well, before we talk about that, let's talk about KFC.
Okay.
And how terrible it was.
All right. One night that we did stay at home, I lost a KFC bet with Colin. Based on an elimination in MasterChef.
MasterChef USA.
Yes, which we have been watching through methods. I lost a KFC bet, so I...
Because she thought the flavor elevator was better than Josh. It's ridiculous.
I never thought any such thing. That is slander.
It is slander.
Obviously, Ryan is the worst. I just thought he was going to win the challenge.
Yeah.
And that was before I saw their finished product. I mean, maraschino cherries on a fruit tart. Come on, Ryan.
Ryan.
God. You're the worst. Also, the flavor elevator is the worst.
It is.
Like, attempt at a nickname I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Also, my conspiracy theory is that David Martinez signed a deal with the devil with the producers, and that the not taking rice out of the pantry thing was fabricated, and they said, if you go along with this and fabricate this thing where you don't take rice out of the pantry, then we won't eliminate you, and that's the only reason that he got eliminated. That's my theory. Or didn't get eliminated.
Felix did. Felix. Poor Felix.
Yeah, poor Felix. Everyone. And then all the girls hugging Felix.
Oh my god. Anyway, you should really watch MasterChef USA.
MasterChef USA is the best reality competition show that has ever aired on any television anywhere.
And it's consistently good. So they're doing their third season, and it's great. Every year is fantastic. So if you like reality TV, you definitely should be watching it. And also, it's way better than MasterChef SA.
Yeah, so MasterChef SA left something to be desired.
Yeah. MasterChef SA actually was a cooking show that happened to be a reality show, and MasterChef USA is a reality show that is a cooking show.
That's a very keen observation.
Yeah. I'm good. I watch a lot of TV. I'm good at observing reality TV. Okay, so that long segue that will inevitably cut.
No, at first I was going to use it as an extra bit, but then it came full circle. I'm leaving that in.
It is good. Yeah. All right, good.
Okay.
Okay, so that was KFC. So Robin made a dumb bet, and she lost, obviously, because it was a dumb bet. We had KFC, and so she bought me KFC the next day.
Yeah.
And we have a KFC within walking distance, and...
I think that might be true of every person who lives in Cape Town. There are so many KFCs here.
Yeah, most likely because they're so good.
False.
That is not
lie.
True. That is a lie.
What a lie. Okay, so KFC is huge here, and I just kind of assumed that it would be at least the same as it is in the U.S. or possibly better, which was our experience with McDonald's.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
It's possible there's just variation between the stores and stuff, you know. Because, I mean,
this is based on one bucket of chicken.
I did talk to someone at work about it, though. And I mentioned how bad the KFC was. And they were like, oh, that's supposed to be a good one. So if that's the case, well, I'm sure we'll try it again at some point within the next 2 years. Yeah, sure.
All right. It was so bad.
It was like, it was too greasy.
The chicken wasn't very good. It was too greasy. And then the thing that was most galling to me, the breading was thin and not crispy. And the thing that was most galling to me is that they don't use the 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah, or their 11 herbs and spices are different.
Yeah, which makes sense. It didn't taste very spicy or herby.
Yeah.
It was very bland and gross. It was just bad.
It is bad.
Then also we got chips with it, French fries, and
it cost 20 rand for like what a medium sized French fry would be from McDonald's.
Yeah, but a medium sized French fry would cost more than 20 rand in American
dollars. Well, I know we're not in American dollars. 20 rand is way too much for
that. Yeah, I guess it was overpriced, and they put seasoned salt on it, and it was just gross.
Yeah, it's straight up jabroni shit.
Straight up jabroni shit. But anyway, the next night, possibly, like, I was like, we need to, like, wipe this from our palates, literally. So we went to a fancy restaurant that's a couple blocks away from our place called The Five Flies. It got good reviews on TripAdvisor, and people joked that it's a good place to go to meet a lawyer because it's right next to the courthouse, and I thought that was really charming. So we went there. And it was surprisingly busy for something in the city center on a Thursday night. So I guess that it has a really good reputation or something.
Yeah, and the food was absolutely phenomenal.
And the food was really good.
I mean, and the menu is kind of funny because things weren't named. It was literally just the description of what it was.
Yeah, it was like a little paragraph.
Yeah, of what the food was.
For every item.
And we had phenomenal wine. I think the best wine we've had here.
Yeah, really good wine. And then the dessert.
Oh my God.
Was one of the most delicious things I've ever tasted. And it was just a really simple apple tart with Bailey's flavored ice cream on top of it. But the thing that made it so incredible was that the plate was like garnished with this like really tart fruit gel. And so like the combination of flavors the cinnamony cooked apples, the Bailey's ice cream, and the really tart fruit gel with, like, the really buttery pastry crust. Oh, my God, it was so good.
Yeah, it was stupid delicious.
It was so good.
And it took, like, it probably took, like, 25 minutes.
Oh, it took so long to come out. After the first bite, I was like, I retract all complaining about the wait. I would have waited twice as long for something that
delicious. Yeah, it was so good. It was ridiculous.
So then on Saturday night, we went,
Saturday we go woke up.
Colin started drinking at like 10:30.
Okay. So I went running, and then like the Olympic, the track and field is on, and track and field is the greatest. And, I really wanted to just got done with 7 miler. You want to drink some beers.
Yes. Definitely crave beer after long runs. Cause it's like refreshing, but also carbs.
Yeah, yeah. So I just started drinking, and it wasn't 10:30; it was like noon.
I drank
all day up until when Robin and I went out, and that was we probably went out at six.
It was still light outside.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we walked up to Long Street, which, as we discussed last week, is like the place where all the trashy bars are.
Mm-hmm.
And
we basically bar hopped.
We just bar hopped, which like I don't think we've really ever done together. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. We went to a few different bars just to go have like a beer.
I saw it as like my opportunity to like check out these bars to see if they were total shitholes or not when I felt like
they
safe
were nice.
Because I had Colin.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one was the one we played pool at.
Okay, so Robin and I played probably
the worst game of billiards pool
that anyone's ever played, ever.
Colin eventually won.
I eventually won, I think by default. I don't really remember, but it was really long, and there were people waiting, and then Robin and I, you know, we were having fun and stuff.
Wait, what do you mean you won by default?
I don't know. I just, because it took like a half hour, and I don't know. I can't remember if I knocked the 8-ball in. I did one of those, like, solids into the 8-ball, and
you got all your balls in. That's not winning by default.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. All right.
You would be winning by default if I, like, scratched on the
Yes, I know what it means. I was being facetious. Because there was no skill involved. It was eventually someone has to win.
Yeah. But that was fun. We never played pool before.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so that was a good time. We also found a really interesting picture of a 9-year-old. We'll just pop that up on the site. It's a 9-year-old. Robin and I could not get that Like, we could not figure this out. Just take a look.
You we see the still the, don't know.
The best looking 9-year-old you've ever seen. So just look at that sketch.
Or maybe he's like Benjamin Button.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah, so then we went to that British bar.
Bob's British Pub, which Pub. Makes me think of my friend Regina's fiancé, even though I know he's Scottish.
His name is Bob. Yes, we went there, and then we ended up at the Purple Nurple, I like to call it.
It's actually called the Purple Turtle.
The Purple Turtle. What a bizarre, crazy place. I wish we would have taken pictures.
Yeah, so basically, for my Pittsburgh listeners, it looks like the basement of the Eveline.
Yeah, it was crazy and totally empty. Went there, had a beer, and the bartender was really nice and stuff and told us where we could go dancing.
We really wanted to go dancing, but unfortunately, I possibly was roofied at the Purple Nurple, who knows, or I just had one too many.
It was really, really bizarre.
Robert and I flipped a switch and went from being, like, happily tipsy to ridiculous drunk.
Yeah, you know, it was really bizarre, because, like, as soon as we left there, and, like, one of us was sitting with the beers, like, the whole time, and But it was crazy. It was if Robin let slip something. Because, like, we were, like, walking and, you know, trying to get to this place and stuff. And then it was like, okay, we need to go home. And as we were going home, Robin was adorable. She kept talking to these public safety officers. Not officers, just workers, I guess. Asking them, like, one, where this bar was that has dancing or whatever. And then she kept insisting on tipping them. And it's just like, it's just $5,000. They were like, no, don't. And eventually they caved and took it. And then as we were walking home, same thing. And got home and I woke up really early. I woke up been up since 4. And Robin woke up with a...
I woke up and I was hungover and I started to stretch in bed and I threw out my neck. And so all of our plans for today got completely scuttled in favor of sitting on the couch and watching Buffy and me complaining about how much my neck hurts.
Yeah,
and I can't turn my head in one direction.
And I'm definitely coming down with something. Everyone at work is sick.
Because it's winter here, so people have their winter colds.
Yeah. But it's really funny because everyone complains about how horrible the winter is. And they talk about how this is one of the worst winters in a real long time. But if that's the case, then sign me up.
Yeah, seriously. Although it was pretty damn cold the other night.
Yeah. But also, when people get sick, they get really sick and they still come to work. And when you work in like a room with 6 other people and one person's sick, seems like a lot of the germs travel fast. Yeah, so anyway, good week. Good steaks today. Good just like hanging out, you know, trying to recover. And all right, so...
Let's wrap it up, man.
Let's wrap it up.
Bye.
Bye. Kisses.
Wait, how do people say bye in South Africa?
Oh, my God. Okay, so, this is super crazy. Everyone in South Africa, when you're on the phone or when you say goodbye to them generally, but every time on the phone, they say goodbye like this. Bye. They get really hype. Bye. Bye. And, like, they're talking, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, this was a great talk, okay.
Bye.
I think that's a little too loud. It's got to be a little more quiet. It's like, bye. It's like they're just, the air, just to say that, is just, like, coming out just, like, so slowly.
It sort of sounds like, and this is just for Liz and Abby, it sounds like Liz is sleep sighing.
Fair enough.
It does.
Liz is sleep.
Anyone who's ever slept in the same room as Liz knows what I'm talking about.
All right, so Liz, your sleep sigh is how people say goodbye here, so you are ahead of the curve.
Yes.
All right, you know, kisses and kitties. Okay? Yep. Kisses and kitties. Okay. All right. Bye, kisses.
That's a good one.
You know how all white people look alike.
Or how all halfsies look alike. Is halfsies racist? I feel like I have to edit that out.
No, halfsies is fine.
Nope.
Yeah, halfsies is fine. Come on. I mean, you're half of something, you're half of it. It's nothing's bad. It's just, you're halfsie.
Oh, boy. Some black guys at a table next to us said to Colin, "You look like Michael Scofield."
And Robin and I are like, "Who is that?"
Like, it sounded vaguely familiar. And
I was like, "I know I've heard that name."
Exactly. And I was like, "I don't know who that is." So we looked it up. And incidentally, we also watched the episode of Buffy Go Fish Today, which guest stars Wentworth Miller, who played the character Michael Scofield on Prison Break.
Yeah, so we looked it up, and I don't look like him at all. I thought he is white. Is he not white?
He's half black, half white, or he's half black and something else.
Well, he's a halfsie.